CRTV's radio network service. The 7 p.m. news with Rita Yuosimbom. In the headlines, the need for parents to create supportive and peaceful atmospheres at home for their children and for teachers to guide them by fostering safe, secure and inclusive learning spaces has been highlighted today. This during celebrations marking this year's edition of the National Day of Guidance and Counseling. Coming up in sports, the 21st Senior African Boxing Championship begins tomorrow in Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo with 9 Cameroonian boxers competing for medals. Those were our top stories, and now the news in full. The African 100 meters vice champion and semi-finalist of the Paris Olympics has pleaded for government's support to enable athletes have a hitch-free preparation towards the 2028 Olympic Games. Emmanuel Esseme made the request during an audience with the Prime Minister today in Yaoundé. Joseph John Guti equally received a delegation of Cameroonian medical doctors resident in the UK who announced the organization of a conference on medical emergencies next week in the nation's capital. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam has more on these stories.
The fastest man in the recorded history of Cameroon, Emmanuel Esseme Alubwede, was received alongside the Secretary General of the Cameroon Athletics Federation, Charles Kuo Koto. The sprinter, who said his mission was to thank the government for supporting sports in general and athletics in particular, also had a special request to make to the Prime Minister. Emmanuel Esseme Alubwede, African 100 meters vice champion and Olympic semi-finalists.
Possibilities for a better preparation for Los Angeles 2028 because Olympic seasons are prepared not just in 1 year, but they take at least 4 years for that. A good preparation for these games will definitely mean a high possibility for Cameroon to perform better at these games. So the aim of the discussion was just to figure out how we could prepare Los Angeles better and how we could do to have better performances.
The Prime Minister, Joseph John Guti, also received a delegation of Cameroonian medical doctors resident in the UK, gathered under the umbrella CamDocs UK. Members of the delegation announced the organization of a conference on medical emergencies next week in the capital city. Dr. Linda Ngui Fokambelo, President, CamDocs UK.
We're going to be talking about how we manage emergencies in Cameroon and in the UK. And we're just hoping that we're able to share knowledge about how we can manage emergencies in a place where, you know, finances are not an issue in the UK and in Cameroon, where sometimes we might not have all the finances that we need. And it's about kind of working together and sharing of ideas as well. We have the backing of the Royal College of Physicians from London, and they're going to be sending some representation here as well.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guti, thanked the doctors for thinking of ploughing back in their homeland and promised the government's full support for their initiative. Christian Cheadam, CRTV, The Star Building.
In other news, parents, teachers and educational stakeholders have been urged to guide children by fostering safe, secure and inclusive learning spaces. The call was made today by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Basic Education, Dr. Ashiri Kilo, while sharing celebrations marking the 17th edition of the National Day of Guidance and Counseling held at Government Primary School Ikunu in Yaoundé. The celebration comes at a time when ensuring safety and inclusivity in schools has become a priority for the educational sector in Cameroon. The Secretary of State to the Minister of Basic Education, Dr. Ashiri Kilo, says when children feel safe and included, their physical and mental challenges become less of a barrier to learning. Here is an excerpt of our interview. Take a listen.
It is important that we make children know at a very early age what their orientations are. It is very important as teachers to be able to spot out the talents of children as young as they are and give them guidance towards where their career paths should go. This year's theme, we noticed, is about having children in a clean, sane, and in a protective and inclusive environment where every child is important. A child may be handicapped, but it doesn't mean that the child is useless. You can find an orientation for that child that would make them use the other aptitudes that they have. So the Ministry of Basic Education is very particular about including every child and telling teachers who double as counselors that they should be patient, and we on our part will give them the training that would enable them to take care of these children and put them on a path that they would be proud of themselves in future.
And we go over to the Northwest region where guidance counselors in Bamenda have been exhorted to guide students make informed decisions in order for them to thrive academically. Speaking during celebrations to mark this year's edition of the National Guidance and Counseling Day in Cast Bambali, the regional delegate for secondary education, Baijong Ezekiel, stressed on shortcomings like lack of adequate needs and assessments for students' educational progress. Fela Kezia has the details in the following report.
Navigating an era marked by rapid changes, students of the Cameroon College of Science and Technology, like others, face numerous challenges. By fostering an inclusive school environment, guidance counselors contribute to the general success of the school, as explains the regional delegate of secondary education, Baijong Ezekiel.
But the celebration has really been overwhelming. We are inviting all students and even other members of the school community to make good use of the services of the guidance counselor in the school. The number of guidance counselors on the field are far much less than are required. But we want to also encourage that those who are there should be put into maximum use.
Using tailored approaches, including academic, vocational, personal, and social guidance, the counselors ensure a stable mental health for all students to improve their academic performances. Mr. Fomukong Chair Christopher is principal of CAST Bambili.
An elated principal to have the region in my school. From the activities that have taken place in the hall, you will actually realize that the place of the guidance and counseling is there in CAST Bambili, unlike before, where guidance counselors were not known.
After a sketch, singing from the school choir, and panel presentations, as well as talks from mental health experts, the delegation then visited various stands in the school. Reporting from CRTV Northwest, I am Fela Kezia.
In other news, the completion rate of the construction works on the Awai-Isiswa Road now stands at 28%. This information is from the assessment report made by the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Ngannou Njumesi, today after visiting the stretch of road spanning 82 kilometers. Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Njumesi has urged the engineers working on the road to address all identified constraints, particularly the need to clear the pathways and resolve issues related to invoice payments. According to projections made by the contracting company, the road is expected to be completed by December 2025. So far, 35 kilometers of the road have been paved. Elsewhere, the Minister of Transport, Jean-Ernest Matsenangale-Bibehe, has called on the new committee in charge of assessing threats in civil aviation to be conscious of the fact that the lives of many depend on their professionalism. He was speaking while installing the committee at the Cabinet Office Ministry today. Details with F4C Babatunde.
The newly installed security experts have as task to ensure they create a safe environment for the sustainable development of air transport. They are to assess and eradicate threats in the domain that the Transport Minister, Jean-Ernest Matsenangale-Bibehe, is determined to make more active. A worry that the Director General of the Cameroon Civil Aviation Agency, Assumu Kokipol, has promised that it will be taken care of.
It's a task we have to assist to assess in a permanent way the threat that we can have within the territory and above the territory. It's a task that is given to the Civil Aviation Authority, but the head of state signed a decree last year assigning some responsibility to other administrations to complete the work done by the Civil Aviation Authority. So this working group will help the Civil Aviation Authority to go in depth when they are assessing every kind of threats we can have against the civil aviation.
Earlier this Friday, the Minister of Transport received an audience, the representative of the country director of the United Nations World Food Programme in Cameroon, His Excellency Gianluca Ferreira, to review previous collaborations with the ministry and the World Food Programme, citing the Douala Corridor as a pivotal means for business.
F4C Babatunde reporting. Members of the West Regional Council have been tasked to rise above budgetary constraints in order to achieve projects that meet the expectations of the people. The Secretary General at the West Governor's Office, Adre Epente Tazu, gave the recommendations at the end of the budget orientation debate, wherein the members disclosed that despite the challenging times, they are hopeful the financial lapses experienced this year will be rectified in 2025. Eric Lamyawufo with the details.
The budget orientation debate focused on four deliberations, and the Secretary General of the Regional Council, C.V. Etanke Esomo, outlines that the deliberations were to rectify the 2024 budget that had some lapses.
We had envisaged in 2024 that we would like to use the heavy-duty machineries that we are going to purchase, but then we, up till now, we have not had the machinery. So the amounts that we put for the recoveries, we had to remove all these amounts from the budget. We had another one of Societe Regionale de Développement, which we had some lapses in it also because we did not take into consideration certain dispositions that the law has envisaged. So we had to work on it again to see that we curb the things that we had not imputed.
The Secretary General of the West Governor's Office, Adre Epente Tazu, who represented the state at the session, implored the members to rise above the financial challenges and move on to carry out projects that are people-centered. The President of the Regional Council, Jules-Hilaire Foka-Foka, has set up an emergency support fund to assist the victims of the Fokwe flood disaster in the Menua division that rendered many homeless. Eric Langmia-Wofo, CRTV News, Bafosam.
The governor of the Adamawa region has commended the Mayo Darley Council for its remarkable achievement as the third cleanest city in Cameroon this year. Kildadita Gike Bukar was speaking during a ceremony where the mayor of Mayo Darley, Dada Fadimatu, presented the trophy and checks grabbed at the cleanest city contest organized by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development. Elise Wajibania tells us more.
The presentation of the trophy and checks recognizing Mayo Darley as the third cleanest city nationwide to the Adamawa governor was an opportunity for Mayor Dada Fadimatu to express immense pride in the collective effort that led to the accomplishment. The award, according to her, is testament to community spirit and dedication to maintaining a clean environment in Mayo Darley.
Very happy. I want to thank all the population, all the authorities in this project.
While receiving the trophy on behalf of the city, Governor Kildadi Tageke Bukar called on residents to continue their efforts in sustainability and cleanliness, ensuring that the region remains a shining example for others to follow.
I am proud of the results. We are going to continue to accompany the mayor of Mayo Darley, and we hope that one day we are going to emerge first.
Mayo Darley's third position at the 6th edition of the Clean City Contest in Ebolova this year is seen as a reward to constant efforts after the municipality emerged 6th at the same contest in 2022. Elise Wajibanmiya, CRTV News, Ngaundiri.
Some 30 tomato farmers in the southwest have received inputs to help boost the production of the fruity vegetable in the region. The donation by the Southwest Development Authority, SOEDA, took place today in Bouya and falls in line with government's effort to ensure food security. Olivia Mboy Ambai reports from CRTV Southwest.
Tomato production is on the rise in the southwest region. Agriculture officials attest as many more farmers continue to explore the opportunities in the cultivation of the fruity vegetable.
Teba Abel Kemba, sub-director of crop production, SOEDA. In the past, tomato that was being sold in the markets in these our areas were coming from the northwest and the western region. But now I can tell you that tomato that is being used in Boya is coming from our farms. We are very comfortable with our situation tomato production. The projections are that each farmer should be able to have enough income from their production.
So whether through the donation, which includes fertilizers, fungicides and pesticides, seeks to help these farmers overcome challenges related to high cost of inputs.
The first time I received, I was just cultivating just half a hectare. So when I used the fertilizer, I discovered that the size of my tomatoes increased. The production was so good. So I increased the farm size to a hectare.
Farmers in the region have been encouraged to take advantage of the climate, which favors crop diversification, to cultivate other fruits in order to improve their livelihoods and ensure food security. Olivia Mbwaye Ambai, CRTV News, Boya.
And young people in the Central African sub-region, journalists, bloggers and other stakeholders in the health sector have been urged to verify all health-related information before posting or sharing on the cyberspace. This was at a sensitization conference organized by a group of civil society organizations led by the Association of Youth for Development of Africa to present up-to-date data verification tools to peer educators from various sectors for onward sensitization through different channels. Details with Karin Kuba.
The International Conference on Disinformation organized by the Association of Youth for the Development of Africa, YOHEDA, in collaboration with the Agence Science Presse, Journalisme et Citoyenneté, and the Organisation Internationale de la Francophonie, comes within the backdrop of the rapid spread of false information on health-related subjects on social media, which they say are capable of costing lives, poisoning public opinion, and destroying a country's social fabric. The executive director of one of the partner organizations known as Actions for Development and Empowerment, Nancy Saibundi, says the conference is necessary to help sanitize the social media space in Central Africa.
Everyone feels like they are journalists, whereas they are not one. They have students, civil society actors, and who want everyone to be responsible for the information they put out there.
Another expert calls for self-evaluation and responsibility on the part of social media users.
Blaise Pascal Anjongo, psychologist of communication. The first tool is our mind. We need to have critical attention about all the information we have in internet, like Google. We have Yandex used to verify if information is true or false.
Representing the Association of Science Journalists in Cameroon, the national president of AGC Pro Santé, Joseph Beng Boum, noted that if an individual spreads false information about the outbreak of monkeypox, for instance, the resources invested by the state in verifying such information would have been wasted instead of being channeled to other development initiatives. All social media users in Cameroon, Chad, Gabon, and the Central African Republic have therefore been encouraged to trend the hashtag Think Before You Click.
On to this obituary, the remains of an administrative assistant at the Minister of Communications Cabinet, Marie-Nicole Woje-Mokoko, have been coffined at the Lakentini Hospital Mortuary in Douala. The Minister of Communication, René Manuel Sadi, and other mourners, including the Director General of the Cameroon Radio Television, Charles Ndongo, joined family members, colleagues, and friends to pay homage to the deceased. They also attended the Requiem Church service at EEC Parish in Bunaberry. She will be laid to rest in her hometown, Dibombari, this Saturday, October 19. To the Minister of Communication, Marie-Nicole Woje-Mokoko was a collaborator turned family due to her devotion, hard work, and human qualities. Let's listen to the Minister of Communication, René Emmanuel Sadi, in this excerpt of an interview selected by Rosalind Fossa.
She was a collaborator for me for so many years. But you know, there are some collaborators who at a certain time become members of your family. I think Nicole was something like that. She became a young sister for me, besides being a very, very good collaborator. I did not come alone. There was a very big delegation of the Ministry of Communication and CRTV. People who knew her became to pay tribute to the professional qualities of the person person, and also the human qualities. She was open to everybody. She was a very good collaborator, and I think we will miss her a lot. Our presence means that we loved her, and we really wanted to accompany her, the family, and express our sympathy to the family and wish her a good journey.
And that was the Minister of Communication, Rene Emmanuel Sadi, speaking there. On to this press release, the Board of Directors of the Telecommunications Regulatory Board, a special public establishment, held its 61st extraordinary meeting on October 16 and 17, 2024, in Sang Malima on the invitation of its chairperson, Professor Justine Defoe. The Director General, Professor Zou Zame Philemon, assisted by the Deputy Director General, Mr. Zomba Abubakar, reported on the items on the agenda. The proceedings of the 61st extraordinary session focused firstly on the draft revised organic text of TRB, staff regulations, rules of procedures, organization chart, and organic framework, as the principle of revision had been agreed at the 60th extraordinary session held on the 24th of this month. On the 24th of September, at the end of the presentations and the ensuing discussions, the Board of Directors approved the amended versions of the aforementioned organic test. Secondly, the Board listened attentively to the management's presentation on the current state of telecommunications regulation, which has been characterized in recent months by a persistent deterioration in the quality of service provided by the Public Electronic Communications Network. In this line, and following the corresponding report made at the 60th extraordinary session of May 24, 2024, the Director General reported extensively on the results of actions carried out during the interim period. At the end of this presentation on the state of telecommunications regulation, the Board of Directors commended the management on the steps taken to address the situation of continuing deterioration in quality of service while ensuring that customers are well informed about the prospects of service quality improvement. Finally, the Board expressed its satisfaction to the management for the quality and relevance of the documents presented, as well as its encouragement for the constant improvement on the processes that contribute to the enhanced performance of the duties entrusted by the TRB. The press release is signed by the Board Chair, Professor Justine Defoe. And now let's listen to this.
Gain time, pay tuition and examination fees in just few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to minesecpay.cm. Enter your matricul, pay and download your receipt. Momo is more. Everything is more with Momo.
And on to sports, 9 Cameroonian boxers, 3 women and 6 men begin competing for medals this Saturday at the 21st Senior African Championship in Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Cameroon's boxing team, which missed out on qualification for the Paris Olympics earlier this year, starts its journey towards the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028 with the competition in Kinshasa. Ben Collins, Nyoi Berio, has the details.
The Cameroon boxing team traveled to the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kinshasa, after 45 days of external training and 2 weeks of internal preparation. Coach of Cameroon, Alain Didier Ngacha, expressed confidence in the 9 selected boxers, stating they are all medal hopefuls for country from the 21st African Championship.
About the girls, Ongen and Chimi, Victorine was silver medal last year. Kenya Bernadette was bronze medal last year. The newcomer in the women team is Nyangono. For the men, Wa Martial in 48 kilogram was silver medal last year. Isu Muaman was bronze medal. And the newcomer is Minko Salman. All of them are ready to compete to win medal here in Congo.
The team was chosen from among 12 boxers who participated in an intensive 2-week training camp. Coach Ngacha emphasized that his athletes are well prepared for the week-long competition in Kinshasa.
The state of mind of my boxers is very good. After a long external camp and internal camp of 2 weeks, I think that my boxers are ready to fight. They are ready to gain medals.
This marks a fresh start for Cameroonian boxers following their missed qualification for the Paris Olympics. The team now embarks on a journey towards securing spots at the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics.
Ben Collins, New Iberia, bringing us towards the end of the news. But before we go, a recap of our major stories. The need for parents to create supportive and peaceful atmospheres at home for their children and for teachers to guide them by fostering safe, secure and inclusive learning spaces has been highlighted today. This during celebrations marking this year's edition of the National Day of Guidance and Counseling. And in sports, as you just heard, the 21st Senior African Boxing Championship begins tomorrow in Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo with 9 Cameroonian boxers competing for medals. And that's it for the 7 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yuosembom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.